Hello everyone, it's Yana here, gentlemen, and this is Audio Day 13. Things are moving so fast in politics. Luckily, there's not an awful lot going on at home, so you're not missing out on anything there. But politics is just fascinating. It's kind of almost by the hour things change. So I've got a long list of things that have occurred to me and have come up. So I don't know how many I'm going to get through. We have learned that the whole UK election, etc., is not a shambles. It's a mess, but it's not as bad as a shambles, apparently, according to Jacob Rees-Mogg. And Theresa May has apologised to her own MPs for the mess, but not to the electorate. The other thing that makes a whole lot more sense now, and that I forgot to talk about last time, that was also after All Right Neeps talked about it. I was wondering about the Labour Party. So what he said, explained a bit more about Corbyn's very left-wing ambitions, and MacDonald, the Shadow Chancellor as well, on the one hand, and also the fact that they seem to want a Brexit and sort of the hardest of Brexits, even though they are talking about a jobs first Brexit, which is not entirely, they haven't quite explained either how that's going to work, because so many jobs depend on Britain being in the EU and in the single market, so I'm not entirely sure how that squares. But on the other hand, there were London Labour MPs, and London, one of the richest areas in Kensington and Chelsea, for instance, turned Labour, which was a real surprise. I think they had about 5 recounts or something silly. But that was because the Labour MPs were giving out their own mini manifesto saying they're for staying in the single market. And I thought, well, how does that work? So that's explained that there are these different currents in the Labour Party. So Corbyn on the very left, and he never wanted to be in the EU. Apparently, I don't know if someone can confirm this, because he wants to renationalise things, and he can't do that while we're in the EU. And that's why he wants out. So he's doing it for his own ideological reasons as well, not for the practicalities of the workers having jobs, as he claims. So I can see why so many people dislike him. But on the other hand, they're the moderate Labour MPs and the ones that have a bit more of a clue how the EU works, etc. And why it's important to be in a single market. Because I thought it was a bit duplicitous that they're making out, that they're giving out information that is going to be attractive to Remainers. But no, they really do believe that. I did actually see a list, someone compiled a list of all the available MPs, and the Remainers actually win, as in there's more of them. Whether, on the other hand, they would vote with their own principles, or whether they just let themselves be directed by the whip and their party leaders is another matter, of course. So we also know now that was it anyone between sort of 18 and 44 definitely sort of voted Labour, and they could actually, you can see what age group voted Labour and what voted Tory, the UKIP votes come to the Tories. But you can also, if you square that up with the Remain areas and the Leave areas, so if you presume that's still sort of more or less the same, then you can see that actually a lot of the Remain vote went to Labour. So Remain areas voted Labour rather than, say, Lib Dem or Green. So definitely don't believe all the hard Brexiteers, and there's quite a lot of them out there now, who are going, oh, 85% of people voted for a Brexit-backing party. No, a lot of people voted Labour thinking that Labour are going to stop the hard Brexit. So, and you can see that from the Remain areas voting Labour. So it all makes sense. You just have to dig a little bit deeper and not just believe everything that David Davis comes out with. Even though there's quite a few others now who are saying the same things. So yes, and then it's all over the mainstream news now. Just in case you're abroad or not wanting to keep up with the news, so the arrangement with the DUP, which looks like apparently it's on track. Theresa May had had talks with Arlene Foster of the DUP today. This is a wholly unsavoury alliance because Northern Ireland doesn't have a government at the moment, so there's some dispute between Sinn Féin and DUP, the two parties there, and they're supposed to be power sharing. But the Westminster government is supposed to be a referee between the two parties. So having one of those parties backing the UK government on a deal by deal basis, so you can see how that completely skews the powers, and that's why it's not workable, and therefore so it's a very dangerous thing to do because it jeopardises the Good Friday Agreement and thereby the peace process in Northern Ireland. So that's one reason why many people are up in arms, apart from the fact that the DUP also has is backed by paramilitaries and is against gay rights and abortion rights and a whole lot of other things. Also a friend of mine who's from Northern Ireland, just as an anecdotal example, told me that when she was doing her A-levels quite a while ago now, but because her dad was a moderate unionist councillor, and the DUP at the time put a death threat out against him. So she spent her A-levels with an armed policeman in front of their house. So that's the DUP. We've also had, in the meantime, we've had a big surprise. We've had Sinn Féin, all, I think it was seven MPs from Sinn Féin, flew to London, which was a big surprise because Sinn Féin apparently does not recognise the UK government, so they do not take, they get elected in Northern Ireland, but they don't take up their seats in a parliament. It has been pointed out if they were to take up their seats, then actually the government still wouldn't have a majority again. So it's all kind of up in the air. The other thing we know now is that the Queen's speech will probably be delayed. Then again, it may not. That kind of sums it all up. So there are rumours coming out that the Queen's speech is going to be delayed because it gets written on goat skin, and that takes a few days to dry, and therefore they're going to have to delay the Queen's speech, which was supposed to be, I think, next Monday. Even though an actual expert, someone who keeps all the papers in Parliament, came out and said they were actually, it's just a front. And also they do this after the Queen has read it out. So the Queen reads something that's actually written on paper. I was just very amused that the government found an actual goat as a scapegoat for this whole situation. sorry, Simon's there.
I just think that's very appropriate because the ink never dries on Theresa May's policies. You have, you know, Theresa May will announce a manifesto, and then, as you say, within 3 days, she'll have to then issue a clarification and say nothing has changed, even though it's another U-turn. So I think it's quite appropriate.
You've been sitting there this whole time, and I didn't announce you. So the Queen's speech will probably be delayed, as will the start of the negotiations, which was supposed to start on Monday. We've just heard from, Theresa May's gone to Paris after talking to the DUP. She's gone to Paris to talk to Macron. I loved his face while she was not answering the questions of the Channel 4 journalist. But apparently he and also Guy Verhofstadt and other EU, and the German, Schäuble, the German finance minister. And I'm going to go solo boo here.